It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In Gaza, hospitals are struggling mightily to care for patients. This doctor spoke with the BBC.
The situation in the hospital is catastrophic.
The doctor says the hospital is barely functioning. CBS's Deborah Patta says another hospital is in even more dire straits.
At Al-Shifa Hospital, there is no room left in the morgue for those who could not be saved. Gaza's health system is on its knees. Exhausted staff work in the dark with no medicine, no equipment, no hope.
Monday, President Biden said the hospital, the largest in Gaza, quote, must be protected. The U.S., in fact, continues to pressure Israel to minimize civilian casualties as Israel attacks Hamas positions in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We continue to have discussions at all levels, including President Biden with Prime Minister Netanyahu, to urge Israel to continue taking every possible measure to protect civilians.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says a fire that has forced the closure of a major highway through downtown Los Angeles was likely deliberately set.
Arson appears to be the likely ignition for this fire.
An elevated stretch of I-10 is now closed indefinitely, making always bad traffic in downtown L.A. even worse. Students and teachers at the University of Idaho on Monday remembered the four students who were killed a year ago.
We are gathered a year after an event that shook many of our lives. No words could make this day any less hard. Kaylee, Maddie, Zanna, and Ethan still live on in stories and memories shared, and they will always be guiding those who love them.
The man police believe killed the four was arrested about 6 weeks after the killings. Prosecutors want him sentenced to death. The maker of Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep vehicles is offering buyouts again to thousands of its employees. WWJ radio reporter Jeff Gilbert has more from Detroit.
Stellantis is offering voluntary separation packages to 6,400 salaried workers. This is their second buyout offer of the year. In addition to higher labor costs, Stellantis is dealing with a cost associated with developing new electric vehicles.
The Consumer Price Index for October will be released Tuesday morning. Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride.
The term slower inflation is likely an oxymoron to consumers that are taking no solace in the fact that prices aren't rising as fast because they're still rising. The cumulative effect of inflation has really strained household budgets. It's undermined buying power. And the Consumer Price Index is up more than 18%. In the past 3 years.
Monday on Wall Street, the Nasdaq closed down about 0.25%. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 25 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 59, lows around 41 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattinair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Monday, November 13th. Calvin on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio. Todd Alba is unable to hear us for whatever reason. He's joining us from our studios in Madison. We will attempt to rectify the sound issue. All kinds of things coming up on today's show. Coming up at 10:33, Dan Schaefer, who usually joins us on Tuesdays, but Dan Schaefer will be joining us this morning from the recombobulation area. He recently had a mailbag and some very interesting questions from his readers. At 11:06 next hour, Mark Sommerhauser from the Wisconsin Policy Forum will be joining us to talk about housing in Wisconsin. And then at 11:33, Benjamin Garabedian is going to be joining us live in studio to talk about some bipartisan legislation that is moving through the offices in Madison, and that would address mental health on college campuses and getting more telehealth options available for our college kids. So, Todd, can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
Excellent. How are you, my friend? Thank you for joining us.
Well, always a pleasure to start out the work week of back to school with Jane, Greg, and Kelvin. It's like a glass of fresh squeezed news orange juice.
Oh, well, my goodness. Okay, we'll take that. Thank you.
Oh, that joke was so full of pulp. Ugh.
I feel like I'm medicated this morning, but I'm not. I think I got a lot of sleep over the weekend. I feel good this morning. Maybe this is I'm a very light sensitive person.
Oh, are you?
So maybe it's the bright sunshine. I'm not sure what it is. I'm in a great mood today.
Well, that's good, and it really is a lovely day considering it's November 13th, folks. It's going to be almost 60 degrees at least in Waukesha today. So go for a walk around lunchtime or at least open up some windows.
Wait, it's Monday the 13th?
It's Monday the 13th. Yes, Monday the 13th. Saturday, of course, was officially Veterans Day. And I think this is worth addressing. And we really don't talk about the former president very often. But I think as we get closer to next year's election, we need to address what he is saying. And on Veterans Day, this was among the statements he left on his Truth Social platform. We pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and all the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country that lie and steal and cheat on elections. And it was his use of the word vermin that has really resonated with a lot of journalists who are bringing up historical comparisons to other times in history when that term has been used, and it's not good.
Not good at all, as we say back at Richland Center. I mean, referring basically to Hitler and other fascists and that sort of thing. The next sentence, Jane, I found equally disturbing. He says, and will do anything possible, whether legally or illegally. Speaking of the quote-unquote opposition. So meaning that we're not even going to stand for legal, you know, opposition. You know what? It doesn't matter whether they're doing things legally or illegally.
Not.
Right.
We're just going to do it. Well, and it was interesting. So a spokesperson for Donald Trump, Stephen Chung, was asked about this. And this was his response. Those who try to make this ridiculous assertion are clearly snowflakes grasping for anything because they are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. And their entire existence will be crushed when President Trump returns to the White House. That should concern everyone.
Let me, can I take a minute and put this into context a little bit? Because I had the chance over the weekend, as I said, to kind of catch up on some stuff. Trevor Noah, longtime host of The Daily Show, comedian. Actually, he's in Chicago this week.
Right.
And great guy, I think. He has a new podcast called What Now? And we're going to talk about this more in our show later on this afternoon. But he put something out on Instagram this weekend or last week, which I thought was fantastic. And he talked about the need to have conversations and that just having conversations cannot be the dangerous part. If we're afraid to have a conversation, that in and of itself is dangerous. And I think what we see here is, whether it's Trump's spokesperson or this other issue that we're going to talk about a bit later in Ohio, if we're afraid and we can't even have thoughtful conversations, we're in a bad spot. And to your point, Jane, this sort of rhetoric, it's dangerous and it has to be called out. And it can't just be, oh, all Republicans are terrible. It's like, no, this is a specific instance where the leading person that's leading the Republican nomination ticket is taking things from Mein Kampf and Hitler. And this just has to be called out for what it is.
I absolutely agree with you, which is why we wanted to kick off with this topic. Words matter. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Words matter.
Yeah.
The words that you choose, words are powerful. The pen is mightier than the sword. That's where that phrase mm-hmm. comes from. And I think it's important for people to recognize also that when he sends out these messages, it's never unifying. It's always, you know, to the my supporters, great, and then the haters and losers. Mm-hmm. The haters and losers are all the people who do not support me. And I'm assuming the haters and losers and his non-supporters also deserve to have our existence crushed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that,
yeah.
I think that's a fair assumption.
I think it's a total fair assumption. And again, what disturbs me as well and frustrates me, quite frankly, is the media, whether it's the New York Times and some of their headlines over the weekend regarding this, they love to play up or play down what Trump is saying. You saw very little coverage on Saturday of President Biden's speech, which was fantastic. He was at Arlington National Cemetery. He stood there and talked in unifying terms, never brought up a partisan attack whatsoever, and spoke about his son, Bo, being a veteran and going there. And his dad looked at him and he said, "Why? Why are you doing this?" And Bo said, "Because it's my duty." And how many people, both Republicans and Democrats, have raised the right hand and sworn to a duty? That is a unifying theme. It transcends partisan politics. That's the kind of leader that I want moving forward.
Well, you have to acknowledge that whether or not everyone supported you or not, you are still responsible for leading everyone in the country.
100%.
Right? You can't just parse out justice to your supporters and then destroy the existence of all the rest who, you know, who are the haters and losers. This hasn't changed from when he first started running. He's always been very, very divisive. And I guess there are still a lot of people who embrace that rhetoric.
Well, I think, you can say what you want about Biden. There's a lot to be said about that.